Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning that call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is
Hey,
being
my. Go ahead,
Yes.
I'm fine.
This call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requests this call back?
This is me.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to file a claim, but it's not allowing me to because he has my old email address on there.
Okay. So in order for me to assist, can I have your full Social Security number, please?
Yes, 420-458-993.
Thank you. And may I have your first and your last name, please?
Yes, Laverian Bailey.
Thank you. Can I have your date of birth, please?
May 18, 1996.
Thank you. Can I have your license number, please?
My license number, it is 105-632-16.
Thank you. Can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Bailey.
And thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years, could affect your ability to receive future benefits? Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And thank you. To confirm, your first name is spelled out Laverina. So it's
No,
Laverian.
Ellie. Yes, ma'am.
To confirm, your last name is spelled out Bailey.
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
Ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have your telephone number, please?
205-730-8831.
And thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is 5/18/1996.
Yes.
And to confirm, your mother's maiden name is Bailey.
Yes, ma'am.
And you do have a driver's license, that's correct.
I'm gonna have an ID, non-driver's ID.
It's the Alabama non-driver ID.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have you please confirm the Alabama non-driver ID number for verification, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 105-632-16.
Thank you. May I please have your race?
Black, African American.
Thank you. And may I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or no response?
No, Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my medical assistance at Fortis Institute.
How many years of college did you do?
That was two, and I'm currently in school for medical billing and coding.
So is it 2 years or 3 years?
It's two. I haven't completed this one, just two.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And may I please have your residential country?
United States of America.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
2148 Bill Green Street.
Can I have you spell it for me?
Yes, ma'am. 2148 Evergreen, Evergreen Street.
And the city and the state?
Birmingham, Alabama. The zip code 35217.
I can barely understand you. What was that zip?
35217.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the work description for the last job that you clocked that on?
It was a CNA at Birmingham Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Thank you. One moment. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you obtain work accessibly through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. I just go look for one.
Okay. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
$13.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024? Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer? Keep your direct deposit, change direct deposit, or state debit?
The state debit.
Thank you. So you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Ventures card, that card is given to the valid through dates on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you, ma'am.
Okay, I was gonna say I don't remember because I haven't had unemployment in a while, but I know I don't have the card.
Okay, otherwise the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved, and by law we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Ventures prepaid account. The Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial Bank charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 net raise and withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and $1.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 fees without delivery. International transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft for credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit clpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. What's the name of the last company that you clocked out on?
Birmingham Health and Rehabilitation Center, LLC.
One moment. What's the name of it on your W-2 statements and your check stubs?
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, on my check stub, it's Birmingham Nursing and Rehab Center, LLC.
Do it say Birmingham NSG and Rehab CTR, LLC?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have an employer's phone number, please?
Ms. Tam is 317-4881.
Can I have the area code?
205.
Thank you. Can I have the work location, city, and state?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And can I have your
go ahead.
We just only need the city and state only. Is the city Birmingham the state Alabama, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I have the employment start date, the month, the day, and the year when you first started the job?
It had to be for 6:30. I guess it had to be around July 1st.
In the year, ma'am?
2024.
Thank you. Can I have the last day work, the month, the day, and the year?
The last day work was I did not start in July. My first day had to be in June. I started in June, around June 1st. My last day of work was July 12th. I think it was a Tuesday, July 12th or the 13th.
You have to give me a specific day. Is it July 12th or July the 13th?
July 13th.
And what was the year, ma'am?
2024.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
I was fired for using a computer for personal use, doing schoolwork.
Okay, was it a violation of your company policy?
Oh, no, ma'am. But I was never told about it, so I don't think so, no, ma'am.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
So you was doing other work doing on the job?
No, ma'am. It was for our skills and stuff at work. We had an in-service where we had to go around and get paper signed. So I was just looking up one of our skills on the paperwork because it was a new skill.
Okay. Give me one moment. Was y'all taking, like, a test, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Because I've been certified for a while, and once you're certified for a while, they like to, I guess, give you, like, bell rings and you know, like, in-service. But if you go around, they tell you about the stuff that's been going on and how it changed, and I didn't understand, so I was trying to look it up because they were doing it as a group, and they really weren't going over it thoroughly, so I was looking it up, like, what it meant.
Thank you, my mama. No, I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Yes, ma'am. Right here. Huh? Hi, Jacari.
I do apologize for the wait. I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient.
Oh, I'm a penny.
Choo-choo.
I tell you.
Choo-choo.
Let's touch it.
Choo-choo, I'm getting you. Choo-choo. Slay. 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 Choo-choo,
they get my you. Choo-choo, choo-choo. If not, I'll get you one.
I can't help. I don't know my money.
Thank you for being patient.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm paying my mom bills. Get out of bed. Get out of Gannaville. Come on, get out of Gannaville.
Can I have the name of the title of the person who discharged you, ma'am?
Miss Vicky, and I think she was the DON.
She was a what, ma'am?
The assistant DON, Miss Vicky.
You said she was an assistant DON, that's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry about that. Is she like a manager, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. You know, okay. The DON is the director of nursing, then there's an assistant DON.
Okay. And can I have your date of your discharge, please?
The date of my discharge was July 13, 2024.
Thank you. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I believe my tardies and me looking up the skills.
You were tardy also, ma'am?
I said that's what I think. When I tried to go back up there and get paperwork asking reasons, they didn't say anything. They just said that if once I did my employment, that y'all would contact them. But I was just thinking because of I was on a computer looking up the skills. Stop.
Thank you.
But they wouldn't give me any paperwork because I tried to get paperwork. They said y'all can get it.
Okay. What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I didn't know it was a problem prior to it.
Thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No, I didn't because I was doing something that was related to my job, so I don't know. I didn't. And then, because I also tried to speak with the DON, she told me she was busy and walked off from me.
Thank you. Was any prior warnings for the same or similar act? Did they give you a warning?
No, ma'am, they did not.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Did you receive vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you receive sick pay?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And were you tardy any days, ma'am?
Yes, but I had came to work and I just took a longer break, but I had permission.
Okay.
I had that permission from Ms. Pam, the number I gave you.
Thank you. One moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. What I'm going to do is ask you a few questions. Which of the following street addresses in Pinson have you ever lived there or been associated with? 3137 Luke Harris Road, 5049 Darlene Drive, 6529. No. Okay, thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1089 County Road 55, 14 Antelope Street, 2010 Spruce Street, 754066 Courtway South, where I've never been associated with?
754066 Courtway South.
Thank you. What color is your 2005 Mitsubishi in Denver? Black, dark blue, gold, maroon, or I've never been associated with this vehicle.
Never been associated with that vehicle.
Thank you.
It was a what?
So we have moved on to the next question, ma'am. We'll have to move forward.
Okay.
Do you hereby file an internet claim for the unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you certify, I certify independently of a jury, then the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claim and Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. We come to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished, I suggest you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works, the Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. So the process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use counting weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12 or 1 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m., whether filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following. Acting union members who have submitted proof against standing with the union, employees who are under verified short-term layoff, claimants attend directed proof training, a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit local Alabama Career Center. So we have completed your unemployment claim, and I also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Okay, before you give me the transaction number, can I update my email? I don't have access to that email anymore.
Okay, give me 1 moment.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the transaction number first. The number is 498-071-005. Your PIN number to file your claim each and every week is 9396.
Okay.
And you can update your email on your climate portal. You can go to adol.alabama.gov, go to IMA at the top of the website, go under climate, and log into your climate portal, and you can update your email through that.
Okay, when I just tried to do that while I run the phone, it said it was sending something to my email.
Okay? You can also try getting in contact with the inquiry department. That number is 800-361-4524, which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. for a next business day phone call appointment.
Okay.
You can also try filling out a ticket on the website, which is www.adol.alabama.gov, and go under the request to provide claim information as an option.
Okay.
Okay, so your claim is completed.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Sorry about the loud background, and I really appreciate your patience.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you enjoy your day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.